Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they don't. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this slide and throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! It's time to Hustle and Shine, reporting live from the Brown and Kruber Studios. Brian B. Shine.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 59, and it is currently 42, cloudy skies, and Swope Park.
Heidi!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this International Men's Day?
Oh, do I get a gift, or do I, what, do I, y'all you, give me some free shaving cream?
You get off early.
Sure.
You get off at 10 o'clock today.
Sure.
Instead of 9 to 5.
Sure. Yeah, we'll celebrate somehow. We got Paseo Academy of Performing Arts.
Hey!
They got some coffee. They want everybody to know about. They're going to, like, Brazil or something for some competition.
That's what's up.
They always doing big things, bigger than what I ever did in high school at Paseo. They're coming on the show at the 7 o'clock hour. We got What's the Word? Plus D with the T.
Yeah, the TMG goes down at 23s. Mike Epps says that this new Friday movie might be the best ever. And Nicki Minaj becomes the first female rapper to speak at the United Nations.
That's how you gonna flip it.
We'll discuss what she talked about in the morning gossip.
Hump it out, come on. We almost there, y'all. Hump it out, come on.
Hump it out, hump it out, hump it out.
Humpty Dance is your chance to do it all.
Come on.
Sometimes people will disappoint you, but that doesn't mean you must disappoint them in return. On the contrary, such situations gives you an opportunity to take the high road. You can accept the disappointment and then pay it back with something much better. If that seems a bit unfair and asymmetrical, consider this. Your positive response to disappointment benefits you even more than it benefits the person who disappointed you. A grudge is a heavy thing to carry. You're faster, more nimble, more purposeful without it. You won't always be appreciated for forgiving and moving on to something better. Yet, you'll always gain benefits from it. Instead of being controlled by your disappointment or the person who disappoints you, break free. Transform the experience into positive determination, then move forward and do great things. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:25 on your time. It's a high of 59. Currently, it is 42, cloudy skies and Independence. Bow Wow and B2K, they're going on tour next year. It's called Boys for Life. And during a recent interview with Bow Wow, he explained how music is so different and labels are spending money to just buy hits.
You got these multi-billion dollar companies pumping out one genre or one specific sound. It's hard to beat that. You know, we're talking about algorithms, talking about the, you know, playlist, payola comes in effect. I mean, when you got the check, it don't cost nothing to make a record go number one. Just thinking about just how different it is, like, yeah. You know what I mean? You could really buy a hit. It doesn't cost. And a lot of the music is very, very disposable. Like, yeah. It's just so many people can make it.
That ain't nothing new. They've been doing that since radio and music started in the
30s, 40s, 50s.
Well, I thought you were going to agree with him because I know you've mentioned some of that like on the pod before of just kind of like music is just, it's just getting more and more and more. And
I'm shocked that he's just now figuring that out.
I'm sure
Bow Wow been in the industry over 30 some years.
Well, this is his first time talking about it that we're talking about on the show. So I don't know if that's his first time having an epiphany. It could be. Switch it over to Wale. He explains why it's been super difficult for him to find the right therapist as a celebrity, and even said that he got a bill one time and he shook his head.
Sometimes I think it needs to be the exact opposite, like a white woman or like
doesn't know you or doesn't know you.
Because then it's just logically putting things together. Or then sometimes I need, maybe it's a black man so he understands the plight.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just it's like a thing that I'm like trying to figure out.
Oh yeah, that's 100% true. You gotta have somebody who can understand your point of view and where you coming from, because then it's like, how can I trust your expertise when you can't even feel where I'm coming from at all?
Yeah, and I've had therapists and they were all black women because I just was like, I don't, you know. That's what I need.
So
like
where
you
the
said.
Black men therapists at? Where they at? Because we need a million of y'all.
Yeah, it's definitely. You can always go to Psychology Today and check out a full-on list. Actually, shout out to Terrell Ray. He actually posted a whole thing on Facebook and people just start tagging therapists that are in the town. So there's a lot of resources out there. If you want it, go look for it. It's right there for you.
What up, y'all? It's your girl, Latoya Luckett, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103.3.
A new proposal would allow for the destruction of ATVs and dirt bikes involved in illegal street racing in Kansas City, Missouri. In April, investigators say Kendall Coleman, 28, he knocked down a police officer while driving an ATV, and he's being held currently in a Jackson County jail without bond on 3 felony charges. So Kansas City Councilman Crispin Ray wants to change the state law. He wants the city to be able to destroy ATVs and dirt bikes involved in these illegal manners, D.
As a practical matter, the few of these we have out there, the less enforcement we need.
We're just taking it, we're seizing it, and we're destroying it. And that just does not seem lawful. This is unnecessary. The laws already exist. There are civil forfeiture laws specifically for situations like this.
There was a change in state law last year that after so many felonies, you could confiscate and destroy certain vehicles. And so this would just be expanding it.
So in the middle of that, that was the attorney representing Mr. Coleman, Mr. Kendall Coleman. So I don't know, man. Destroying people's property, I mean, you're
it
not
ain't
supposed
that serious.
To, you ain't supposed to be doing that, but yeah.
We're going
to
take ATVs, destroy them. I saw the picture the other day that was posted. I just don't, you know, I'm sure a lot of our cousins are like, is that deep? I think a lot of people are saying we got a lot of other bigger fish to fry. And take the guns and destroy those.
I like that idea, but yeah, when you run over a police officer, they gonna take that to the max.
And I understand that, but this sounds like there's other ATVs that are taken outside of that incident.
This is Bria Berry from KNBC 9. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Shout out to all the cousins hitting that hustle and shine text line. They coming through crazy this morning. Shout out to Rich Harris, who said good morning to the fam. Happy hump day. Dion Holiday for being a great father and friend and man. That was sent over from your friend Ashley. Shout out to Diamond Harrington. She said, my man, I love you and I appreciate you for all you do. Anastasia Jackson sent some love to her sons, Keegan and Johnin. Please make sure I said that right, cousin. Please. Shout out to a 785 number sending us some love, saying good morning. Yep. Saying good morning to the cousins. Carmen Carmelacious is here. Okay, period. I like that name. That's a MySpace name. Sending love to Naya, Kyrie, and Monet. That was sent from Mama Kyra. Also, shout out to Joseph Foreman. That was sent from somebody that said you the love of their life. And then shout out to bus driver Carla this morning. Last but not least, a thank you to our team. This was sent over from an 816 number. It says, I want to shout out and say thank you to you guys for the Chiefs watch party tickets. Even though we lost, I had a blast. So that's good. That was Crystal. Thank you, Crystal. We appreciate you.
Big love, Crystal. Thank you. D, did you see this clip from Chicago showing this pregnant mother with sickle cell disease? I'm pretty sure these kids didn't know she had sickle cell. But her kids got brutally jumped by a mob of kids near Orville T. Bright Elementary School. You didn't see this?
My first time hearing about it.
It's all over Twitter. This woman is clearly pregnant, and there's just a... It's probably like 10 to 12 kids.
So what, they were just... She was with her kids at the time?
She had her... It's just like she's guarding her kid from, I guess, getting jumped. And, you know, one of the kids got a phone, and they talking stuff, and they cussing and doing all this other stuff, and they eventually jump her and the kid.
That's awful.
Y'all, and I did a segment on this on the pod about how this violence can escalate. Now, people, family members are going to see this. Family members of that young lady are going to see this.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's like, you see where I'm going with this. This is how these things be starting, though.
Oh, yeah. That's brutal in and of itself.
And I know I'm not gonna sing. I'm not gonna make this singular to this generation because this happens.
Yeah, this has happened every generation.
Yeah. So, but man, just to see that on video, bro, and the lady is pregnant, bro,
that's
and
awful.
These kids have no. I don't know. I think they're aware of it. I don't think they have a care in the world.
Yeah, I'm sure not.
You know,
if you're ready to jump on somebody, especially an adult and the kids, you don't have a care in the world. Period.
And it's like you're an adult in that situation. How do you? What do you do with them kids?
Well, it sounds like exactly what you said she did. Well, trying to protect her kids.
Man, look, y'all gotta. I'm saying that to say raise y'all kids, fam, because everybody ain't gonna buckle down and do nothing. So that concerns me though.
Very concerning. Sending some prayers to our cousins over in Chicago.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:26 on your time. It's a high of 59. Currently, it is 43. Cloudy skies at KC Moe City Hall. Mike Epps speaks on the new Friday that they're working on, and he said his role is Day-Day. He did his big one.
Day-Day is bringing it. I'm acting a fool on that. Me, Ice Cube, DJ Pooh, and Aaron Magruder was just in a room last week writing it.
Nice.
This might be the best one. I always say that. I've done 3 or 4 of them with Ice Cube, but this one is going to be for the books. Legendary. Of course, some of us ain't here. Big D-Bo, John Witherspoons, Bernie Mac. Rest in peace to all them brothers, man. Them dudes is franchise favorite.
And that's why I'm skeptical of this Friday being made. Because the key characters are not there.
Mm-hmm.
What we talking? I guess I'm about to take your word for it, Day-Day.
Yeah, well, at least you get the chance to watch a new movie. I know you be strict. Your program is strict when it comes to checking out new shows.
Since 2019, I may have been to the theaters and seen...
The Shining Spotlight.
Not yet.
Maybe no more than like 6 or 7 movies. I can't get into it. I can't do it.
Yeah, it's a different day and age. But yeah, I can't wait till that Friday come out because you'll be the first to get that date when we hear about it. Switch it over into a little bit of the political realm. Nicki Minaj spoke as a U.S. ambassador to the United Nations to address violence that is happening over in Nigeria.
To shine a spotlight on the deadly threat faced by thousands of Christians in Nigeria. Sadly, this problem is not only a growing problem in Nigeria, but also in so many other countries across the world. And I want to be clear, protecting Christians in Nigeria is not about taking sides or dividing people. It is about uniting humanity.
I'll let you go. I know you have a lot to say.
I ain't got nothing to say.
Okay. Well, actually, that also makes Nicki the first female rapper to speak at the United Nations. So a lot of conversation that has been around that has people are asking the question, does activism equal political endorsement? What do these things mean? So
I can't believe you're taking this serious.
Well, I mean, I'm here to report the news. And I believe in that message.
That train has left the station.
It has.
This is Facel Academy of Fine and Performing Arts. And we're up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. Go!
We got some special guests in the building, D. Paseo Academy of Fine and Performing Arts. Now, they're always doing some groundbreaking things at Paseo, and it's no different with Show Me the World. It's an organization that has some coffee that they've brought to us, And I understand that they're in some type of competition or something in Costa Rica. We got the high school students, the Paseo students on here to talk about it. Please talk about this trip to Costa Rica that y'all finna take with this coffee.
And before you talk, you better tell us your name and what grade you in too.
Right.
Don't be shy.
I'm the current king. I'm a sophomore at Paseo. Hold on, what was the question again?
Tell us more about the coffee and your trip to Costa Rica coming up in the competition.
So the coffee we sell at like different vendors and everything like that. We're trying to raise $22,000 to go to Costa Rica to pay for everything. The coffee, all I know really, it's... Wait.
Do you drink it? Have you drank it?
Right. Yeah, drunk it.
Did you test it?
Yeah.
You like it?
You like it?
Yeah.
Did it wake you up? Okay.
Like, yeah, you was paying attention.
I just can't drink it black.
Oh yeah,
can't do that.
Holla at Myron about that. But D, Show Me the World's mission is to provide youth from under-resourced communities equitable access to transformative educational experiences. And I understand that every bag that you buy supports Ethiopia too.
Yeah, that's big love. And I heard some facts about it. You gotta tell me, girl. You gotta come to the mic and let us know, how did this start? You know some of the history of it?
It started in St. Louis. A teacher took a couple of her students to a different school to like show how they live and stuff like that, and they noticed how different their situation in school was from theirs, and from there it just went from a different school to a different country.
Got you.
Some of the most talented kids in the state of Missouri from Paseo Academy of Fine and Performing Arts, they're in the building, and they have come up with this new coffee. Show Me the World. You can get your fresh batch of coffee at showmetheworldproject.org. Go ahead and order you some. I'm addicted to the smell of it, D. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
I love this.
Yeah, because I like smelling coffee, especially early in the morning. But some of the students are here with us. Who was the one that came up with this idea? That's what I want to know.
So this was a project that was started in St. Louis, as previously mentioned. Dr. McNeil, the director and principal over at Manual Career Technical Education Center, he partnered with the St. Louis School and the St. Louis Department, and we launched our first core cohort this year. So we're taking 30 kids from Paseo, Northeast, and Lincoln to Costa Rica for 9 days. It's $4,000 per kid, but if the kids meet all of their requirements and expectations, each child will only be responsible for paying $200 plus their passport. Okay. So it's a great opportunity.
And that's perfect to get the children to see the world, to show me the world. I love that.
That's something that I wanted to ask some of the kids. What, Dr. Powell, you had something? Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to let everybody know that the students are also paying for the trip through learning entrepreneurial skills so that they can learn public speaking, how to sell, marketing, branding. They're learning all those different skills before the trip to Costa Rica. Once they get there, they get to actually see where the coffee was farmed that they've been selling this whole time.
And what do those proceeds go to? What Show people me the, purchase?
Oh, it goes to their trip, specifically to the student's trip. If you have a student that you're supporting, you'll put their name in at the checkout, KCPS, and it goes straight to the trip.
ShowMeTheWorldProject.org. You can go order you a bag right now. We got the stream popping off, and I'm showing you the bag on the stream. I wanted to ask some of the students, like with young people, there is such an awareness with you all in the globe and what's going on around the world. Like, that was never the case for me growing up. Like, what impacts you all to try and take action to help people around the globe?
I personally feel like there's like so many opportunities that people can give you. And I personally feel like being a part of this Show Me the World trip, it can experience like different sceneries and experience like this different vibe on how other people live and how it's different from where I used to live. I feel like this personally is like a good experience for students to experience the education of Costa Rica, how they make the coffee, what do they do, how do they process it. And I feel like this is a good opportunity for you to purchase it and to help these students get a better education and make them feel like how to experience different scenery, how to feel the sensory and stuff. So, yeah.
You sound excited about it. I love that piece about it.
So there is a part where the kids, The kids are being monitored and they're being tracked. So there's a group check-in that they have with their group leader every 2 weeks. We're checking their grades. We're monitoring their mentorship. And so overall, the kids who start, we didn't come in and say you had to have a 4.0 GPA. Mm-hmm. We wanted kids who needed to have a challenge. We needed them to have an intervention and people to give them something to look forward to. And so far, all the kids have been super excited. So in addition to the coffee, we also sell tea. We also have candles. And if you just want to hop online and make a donation, there's a field for that too.
Ooh. Showmetheworldproject.org.
Yo, I got the candle right here too.
Which one you get? Do we get the same one?
Cold brew coffee.
Oh, I got the lavender.
It got like, it looks, I'm just not noticing, it looks like two ice cubes in this coffee. And it,
oh, that's cool.
It smells just like some coffee. Yeah. So
lavender latte. I'm finna get this thing going up in here right now.
Can y'all make, can I have a little special candle? Can I get my own little fragrance? Can I?
What's it gonna be called?
Y'all gonna
The Bee Shining Buzz?
Nah, it got to be more sexy than that. Come on now. I got to come with some flavor or something. Come on now. I'll leave that up to the talented students at Paseo to help me come up with some of that. But if you're checking out the stream right now, I got the candle in my hand. They done brought us some gifts.
And some donuts too.
They fatten us up with some donuts. But Paseo, man, y'all are always doing amazing things. And this coffee is no different. Showmetheworld.org. Project.org. Showmetheworldproject.org. Mm-hmm. Thank y'all, Paseo. We appreciate y'all coming in, man. For real.
But also, I say come to the school board meeting tonight. We selling coffee, or you can ball online at showmetheworldproject.org. Or then when you check out, go to the part where it says student you're supporting and put the student's name. The school board meeting is at 2901 Truce Avenue. And it's not just Paseo, it's also Northeast, Lincoln, and Manual CTE. And also, it's the first time in Kansas City where we learn how to be entrepreneurs through selling coffee. And then we get to go to Costa Rica to see where the coffee is formed.
We're excited for you guys. We appreciate you being on the show. Make some noise on the outro.
Love that.
WTW. What the what?
Hey, what's the word?
Is what's the word?
Hey, what's the word?
On Hot 103 Jams.
This is where we break down a slang term.
Checking on the Wednesday drive. It's been kind of a mess.
Or phrase that may or may not be used in the workplace. Today's word, phrase is lock in.
That's baby.
O-C-K-I-N. Lock in. Have you heard that before, B?
Absolutely.
All right. It's pretty simple. It's just to achieve a deep state of focus and commitment to a specific goal, removing all distractions to get there. Hello. So real simple. If you got a work project and you just might say to yourself, you know what? I have to lock in and finish this project by tomorrow. Or if you think about our Kansas City Chiefs, the conversation that I feel like they should have been having a couple weeks ago. Look, we need to lock in for the second half of this season. We got 7 games left. It's lock-in season time. Or maybe you just got some different goals that you want to achieve before the end of the year. So you're not with the big group of January people doing the New Year's resolutions. You're like, let me lock in on my fitness goals before the rest of the year's out. Who that in the back? Pretty simple. You just need to lock in. You need to focus on something. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It could be anything.
Yeah, I'm definitely need to focus on locking in on getting this big back down.
Big back down is crazy. Well, we all got some goals of that.
Big back, yeah, it is me.
Please. Okay, we like that. But yeah, lock in on something that makes sense. Don't be locking in on nothing crazy. Don't use this word to be like, yeah, I'm going to lock in on so-and-so. No, that's not what we mean. Leave that man or that woman alone. It's giving stalker vibes. That's your what's the word for the day? Use it, but don't abuse it.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
825, high up 59. Currently, it is 46 at Hogan Prep. Papoose gives a heartfelt speech and lets his feelings for Clarissa Shields be known during a recent celebration of her $8 million multi-fight deal.
We want you to know that we're in full support. Well, I'm definitely in full support because I love you to death. Let me say it again in case they ain't hear me. I love you to death more than anything. But look, congratulations, Clarissa the Gwolf Shields.
Yep, that was Remy Ma's husband speaking on Clarissa Shields. So. Some other headlines. Usher has filed a lawsuit in Fulton County against music producer Brian Michael Cox.
What?
Associates, Keith Thomas and Charles Hughes.
And, oh, my God.
And an entertainment lawyer. The lawsuit stems from a loan Usher gave to the group for a restaurant project that never happened.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh.
So, I'm sure we'll hear more details about that. That is unfortunate.
Yeah, that's why you be cautious of who you go into business with, because, like, if your friends, if you friends going into a business,
it's always sticky.
Y'all could be enemies coming up out of it.
Yeah, that's why I just always say mix business and pleasure, or mix some friendships, even family. I've never been a fan of that because things can end up like this.
You ain't never left.
Another headline, the House voted to pass a bill requiring the Department of Justice to release the files related to Jeffrey Epstein following the months of resistance from President Donald Trump and the GOP leaders. We talked about this briefly on yesterday, so what are when them files coming out?
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Scorpio season. Happy birthday to those ambitious, magnetic, and a little controlling Scorpio.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
Happy birthday to rapper Tiger. Sending a happy heavenly birthday to TV host Larry King. Happy birthday to movie actress Jodie Foster. A happy birthday to R&B singer, songwriter, and actress, and member of Xscape. Happy birthday to Mika Scott. A big happy birthday to TV actor, voice, singer, and stage actor, who was known for his role as Kyle off Living Single. Happy B-Day, Terrence Carson. Another birthday shout out to another cast member of Living Single. You remember her as Maxine Shaw, attorney at law. Happy birthday to Erica Alexander. Sending over a happy birthday to R&B singer, actress, songwriter, producer, and songwriter who debuted as Missy Elliott's protege. Happy birthday to Lil Mo. Happy birthday to sportscaster and former professional football player, Ahmad Rashad.
Okay, D, let's take it home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Kaisha Ransom, Rika Marie, and Alicia Bailey. Happy birthday, Luke Klein, Davey King, and Willis Wood Sr. Plus a big special happy birthday to my sister Tamara Rounds and everybody else born on November 19th. Happy birthday, Scorpio. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
LaShawna Williams.
Hey, LaShawna girl.
Hey, girl. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Why you talk all sweet to her but didn't do that to me?
Hey, honey. How you doing?
Lord,
well, I just ran into LaShawna, so I had to send her some extra love.
Hey, how you doing?
That's what I'm talking about. I'm good.
What's your check engine light looking like, LaShawna?
I told you it's not on. It's the food drive the other day.
Yeah, she told you. Yeah, when she was leaving, you was like, what about that check engine? We appreciate you stopping by that our food drive, by the way, cousin.
Thank you. No problem. No problem.
Now, we might have
gotta
a chance.
Feed the family.
Absolutely. Now, we might have a chance to hook you up today. A $30 Kansas Lotto Instant Ticket is on the line. That ticket can give you the chance to win up to $100,000. But in order to secure that ticket, you got to finish these lyrics with some passion. You ready, LaShawna?
Sure.
I think I'll sing it again. She had humps like a thighs like what all night long. Let me see that.
Where'd
it
go,
baby? That thong, 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 thong.
Where'd it go? Baby, make your booty go. That thong, 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 thong.
Yeah.
Cousin, there we go. You get that $30 Kansas Lotto Instant Ticket. And like I mentioned, that ticket can give you the chance to win up to $100,000. And you also qualify for a chance to win that $250 Visa gift card and $1,000 in free fall cash. You're all qualified for all three. If you get that money, what would you spend it on?
Ooh, Jesus. What ain't to spend on? It's a lot of stuff, y'all. I'm a grown-up. I got grown-up problems.
Thanks. All right, LaShawna. Please tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine, Hot 103 Jams.
Making that real money.
Hot 103 Jams cares about your well-being. It's Get Right Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya on Hot 103 Jams.
Hey, LaShawna. Please welcome my guest for the day, Mr. Robert Cunningham.
Hello, this is Robert Cunningham,
licensed marriage and family therapist. I wanted to take some time today just to tell you to be aware and also beware of despair. Despair is the complete loss or absence of hope. Wherever you are in life, if you feel yourself getting low, if you feel yourself getting down, you need to make sure that you reach out to somebody. It's okay to feel that way, but it's not okay to stay that way. I want to just read a quick poem, and hopefully it encourages you. The faintness of light impedes the night, what a beauty to behold. The faintness of light impedes the night, giving hope to the most despairing soul. The faintness of light impedes the night, reflecting only that which is true. The faintness of light impedes the night, let this light be a reflection of you.
Remember, your life is worth living. You're listening to Get Right Wednesdays with Dr. LaTanya. Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams.